You can count on one hand the things a real New Yorker will wait for. My list includes the perfect rent control apartment, the chocolate souffle at La Bernardin, and the annual Manolo Blahnik sale. After four sublime dates with the furniture designer whose kiss made my knees weak, this New Yorker had waited long enough.
So, mister, do you want to sleep over?
I gotta feed Pete. I gotta get up early in the morning.
Apparently, that New Yorker had not. People always say when one door closes, another one opens. At 2 a.m., the door that was opening was Samantha's.
Can you believe it? This is terrible.
What's going on?
What if I can't believe one? Frieda Lofshin in 1D was held up at gunpoint.
Oh, my God.
We have it under control, ma'am. You have the suspect on tape.
But how did he get in? This is supposed to be a safe building.
It was late. The doorman was off duty, and apparently he entered behind somebody's guest.
That's awful. There he is.
Clearly, the guy came in behind the guy who came in Samantha.
Oh, my, that's terrible.
Who has a guest at 2 a.m?
I have no idea tonight.
So, what did everybody do last night?
Nothing.
Nothing of note.
I don't want to talk about it.
Why, what happened? You sleep with someone on the second date?
No, it was the third date, and it was Alexander Lemley, the investment banker that I met at the Young Art Collector show.
Mm. And what, the sex was bad?
No, it was good, except... I don't think I can say it.
Oh, get over yourself.
Come on, sweetie, what happened?
Well, when he...
You know.
Came, orgasm, shot his wad.
Uh-huh.
He said,
"You fucking bitch, you fucking whore." Oh.
Why would he say that?
Maybe because you were fucking him.
Well, it's true, sweetie. He didn't say it at the dry cleaners. He said it when he was in you.
Do you think I'm a whore?
Oh, please. If you're a whore, what does that make me?
Do you think I'm a whore?
Well, you have had a decent amount of bone in you.
This is bad. Nobody wants to marry a whore.
No, what's bad is that even Charlotte is having more sex than I am.
What about Aiden?
What about Aiden? I don't know what's going on. Clearly, he's attracted. We're spending a lot of time together. He keeps asking me out, but he doesn't want to sleep with me.
Gay?
No, he's not gay.
Mother issues?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe his dick curves to the right.
So if it does, we'll work it out. I'll go left. The thing is, I may never know.
Well, you better be careful. You wait too long to sleep with someone, you miss the window and become just friends.
As opposed to his fucking bitch, his fucking whore.
Oh, come on.
If Samantha was right, I had very little time left before the relationship window closed forever. So I wore my very little dress that left very little to the imagination.
Do you want to take this inside?
I better get home. I gotta do
something. Yeah, you gotta get up early, the dog, whatever.
What's going on up there?
Do you just want to be friends?
I don't know. Is that how you kiss your friends?
So why don't you want to sleep with me? I mean, whatever it is, I'd rather know sooner than later.
I do want to sleep with you. I do. Look at you. But I've been down that road before. I've slept with women quickly, and I'm still single. So my new thing is, I just want to try to sleep with somebody I care about. And I really think that I could care about you. And it's only been a week and a half. Don't people date anymore?
Why did I expect to sleep with him after only a week and a half? Had I become so jaded that I didn't even recognize romance when it kissed me on the lips? Maybe modern women need a cheat sheet to remind us romance isn't dead. romance. I'm telling you, it didn't even occur to me, which is so depressing. Is that what 13 years of dating in Manhattan does to a woman?
I'll tell you what it does. It gives you chlamydia.
Excuse me?
Yeah. My gynecologist called me today, and my test, which he just threw in for good measure, came back positive.
Yikes.
It's not terrible. There aren't any symptoms, but it can cause infertility, so I guess it's good I caught it. I mean, not that I caught it, but that I found out.
Well, do you think you got it from Steve?
I don't know. It's the first time I've been tested, so it could be any number of guys, which is what I said to my gynecologist, and frankly, she seemed a little judgmental. She told me that I should contact all the people that I might have given it to, so they can all be treated.
I knew what was bothering Miranda. It was the same thought that was bothering me ever since the guy I'd been seeing for 10 days asked me to slow down. If you're a 30-something woman living in Manhattan and you refuse to settle and you're sexually active, it's inevitable that you'll rack up a certain number of partners. But how many men is too many men? Are we simply romantically challenged, or are we sluts? It was certainly the question on Charlotte's mind.
So how's your swordfish?
I'm fine, thanks.
You're awfully quiet tonight.
I'm sorry, my mind is somewhere else.
You fucking bitch, you fucking whore!
Oh. So like I was saying, I hate putting people out of work, but that's what happens after a merger. Maybe I should teach ESL on the side, or... Are you sure you're okay?
Actually, what you said the other night kind of bothered me.
Oh, no, what'd I say?
You know, when we were in bed and you... You yelled out something?
During my sleep?
No. During sex.
Oh. I don't remember saying anything. I remember it being very nice. But what'd I say?
You know what? It's not important. I'm sure it was just in the heat of the moment. Never mind. Do you want to try some of my swordfish? It really is good.
By dessert, Charlotte had decided to forget the whole incident and call it a do-over.
You fucking bitch, you fucking whore!
That! That's what you said.
What?
Just then, you said it again.
What'd I say?
You fucking bitch, you fucking whore.
Oh my God, are you sure? That's terrible. That's a horrible thing to say. I had no idea. I just get lost in the moment. I certainly don't think that about you. Hey. Believe me, Charlotte, you are sweet and smart and lovely. You are the kind of woman I hope to marry someday. And I promise never to say that again. God, that's terrible.
As Charlotte was starting to feel better, Miranda was starting to feel worse.
Steve, Can we not?
What? I'm just getting started here. I'm only at the neck. Maybe you change your mind when I'm down around the elbows.
I can't tonight. I have chlamydia.
I don't even know what that is, but it sounds like a problem.
It's not a big deal. It's just a sexually transmitted disease, and I might have given it to you, or you might have given it to me.
Ba-boom.
Look, either way, you should probably get tested.
I'm afraid of doctors. I don't even have one anymore.
Well, go to the free clinic. Whatever.
Well, what's gonna happen to me? I mean, does it hurt when you pee or something?
No. Men are just carriers. There aren't any symptoms at all.
Then why do I need to know?
Because if you don't get treated, you could pass it on to other people.
But you're my only other person, and you already have it.
Yeah, but see, if you've got it, we'll just keep passing it back and forth. Plus, I'd rather not sleep with you until this thing is out of my body, and I've got 6 more days of antibiotics. So would you please just go take care of it? Just go. Get it over with.
Steve's trip to the doctor didn't do much to cure his fear of doctors.
Drop your trousers.
Oh, no, there's nothing going on down there. I'm just here because my girlfriend said to get the test.
I need a sample from the inside of your penis.
As Steve faced something every man dreads, Miranda faced something every woman dreads. She was making a list of all the men she'd slept with, at least all the ones she could remember. She started to wonder how she did all these men and did her law degree and became a successful lawyer. Samantha knew her number was up there, but she didn't know everybody else knew.
We know it was you who buzzed in the gunman.
Excuse me?
You always have guests coming in. Every time I'm in this elevator, you're with a different man.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Your floor, ma'am.
Oh. Yeah. Excuse me.
The next day, Miranda's sex life was flashing before her as well.
Thanks. Okay. Sorry to bother you. And congratulations. I guess now that you're married, you don't have to worry about stuff like this. Bye-bye.
Miss Hobbs, line two still holding?
Miranda Hobbs.
Hi, it's David returning a call.
Oh, hi, David. How have you been?
Lousy. I'm partner now, and it's all work, no play. What do you want?
Well, it's kind of awkward.
Well, I'm kind of busy, so spit it out. What is it?
Okay. I've got this... It's chlamydia, which is like...
I know what chlamydia is.
Oh. Well, perhaps you should get yourself tested.
I've been tested.
Recently?
Yes. Is that it?
I guess. No. Did you have it?
How's that your business? You call me after months of not talking and want to discuss my health? Yes, I had it. So what?
So perhaps you gave it to me?
Well, what are you gonna do, sue me?
You know, you could at least have called me.
Well, you told me never to call you again.
And now I remember why. Bye!
Meanwhile, I was still waiting for the diagnosis on my relationship. Would Aiden become friend or boyfriend?
Delivery from Miss Bradshaw.
Well, it's about time. I ordered this years ago.
He certainly kissed like a boyfriend.
Don't you have two matching plates?
No.
What do you use for wine promotional coffee mugs?
Ah. But he teased me like a friend.
Oh. Come here, you got those.
Boyfriend.
I don't care what anybody says. I think Catherine Zeta-Jones is hot.
Friend.
Not as hot as you, but she's hot.
Boyfriend. And liar.
I think Samantha was right.
About what?
Me and Aiden. I think we're just friends who kiss occasionally.
Why are you whispering?
Because he's still here.
Well, that sounds promising.
He's been in the bathroom for half an hour.
Ew.
All we did was eat Chinese takeout and watch Zorro, and now I'm working, and he's reading a paper on the John or something. This isn't romance. This is bullshit.
Gary.
Yeah?
Come here a sec.
I have to go. My friend wants to see me in the bathroom. Bye.
What did you want? Because...
Wow. It's like a Danielle Steele novel in here.
Oh, from a writer, I'm pretty sure that's an insult.
No, this is... Wow.
Well, I thought a bath would help you relax. You seem kind of tense.
Are you sure this isn't just a cheap ploy to see me naked?
Will you be naked?
That's the thing about baths.
Well, this is about you, so enjoy. Okay. Get going. But that doesn't make us friends, because I'll be thinking about you naked.
tub, little person.
You talked me into it.
So now what?
Now what? What? We're just taking a little bath. Oh, fuck it. Let's just do it.
No! This isn't how it's supposed to happen. You said this was just a bath.
Come on, who cares?
You do. And I do, too, now. Hey, everybody. Out of the tub.
The next night, Samantha was feeling exposed.
Good evening.
Hello.
If you want to say something about me, say it to my face.
You're bad for the building.
What?
You have too many visitors.
There are always men in the hall.
I got robbed because of you.
Tart!
I can't close my left eye!
They practically chased me with torches like I was Fuckenstein.
Oh, relax. They can't evict you for having sex.
No, of course not. They're just jealous. They're a bunch of dried-up old farts who haven't had sex since Eisenhower, and I remind them of what they can't have. It might be time to move.
No, you can't move. You have a rent-controlled apartment on the Upper East Side.
Honey, this isn't rent control. This is life control.
I have to go. I have another date tonight with Aiden.
A date? Don't tell me you're not having sex yet.
We're not having sex yet.
Then what are you doing?
Well, tonight, for example, we're going to a blues club.
Who's singing? You?
Listen, we'll have sex eventually. And by the way, I got a little preview, and I assure you, there is no curving in any direction. It is straight. Very, very straight.
That night, Charlotte had a date as well. And he was doing his best to be the strong, silent type.
What's the matter?
I'm afraid to come.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm close. Go ahead.
You fucking bitch, you fucking whore! Oh, I hate myself. What's wrong with me?
That night, Alexander decided to stop seeing Charlotte and start seeing a therapist. And Steve got his test back. It was negative, like the rest of the experience.
I'm telling you, that doctor with the swab, ouch. I don't even want to swab my ears anymore.
Steve, it's my fault. I'm the one with the disease. I'm a big, dirty, diseased whore.
Hey, it's my girlfriend you're talking about.
Yeah, well, you know what? I had to make a list of all the guys I've slept with, and, it's not short.
How not short?
It's... No, I can't tell you. I've never told anybody my number.
What? I'm just curious.
You promise you won't judge me?
Look who you're talking to. I spend a day at the free clinic.
Okay, it's, like, about... 42.
42? Did that... It's not so bad.
That's too many.
No, it's fine.
What's your number?
No. I'm not telling you.
Come on!
No, it's embarrassing. I've had enough embarrassment for 1 week.
What is it? 10.
Higher.
60.
Higher.
Higher than 60? A lot higher?
Hey, I'm a bartender and I'm cute.
Note, men who have had a lot of sexual partners are not called sluts. They're called very good kissers. A few are even called romantics.
Well, I can't believe you've never been to the Blue Note before. Call yourself a New Yorker.
I've never done a lot of things.
I can think of one thing in particular.
Nope, that I've done.
Oh, I can think of one other thing. What do you think about me staying the night?
Well, I don't know. What about Pete?
Well, I arranged for the super's kid to walk Pete and feed him.
And you knew this all night?
And then something weird happened. For the first time in a long time, I was nervous. Aiden and I were going to sleep together, and it was going to mean something. I was no virgin, but this was definitely virgin territory.
Okay, that's what I wanted. Bye.
The nice thing about a new relationship, it's a clean slate. And speaking of clean slates, Samantha moved to the hot and trendy meatpacking district.
Good morning, ladies.
How you doing,
where whores were whores, men were women, and rents were much, much higher.